Okay, so we're really down to the wire.
Yep.
The last is the verb to keep. Right? It's to keep. We've established that it's a unity that's been established already. It's something that the Spirit of God has brought about. It's His unity. And so it's to keep. It's to attend to carefully, to take care of. Here's one that's really cool. To keep one in the state in which he is. We are united. The Spirit of God has brought about this unity. And so I want to, with this diligence, with this intentionality, I want to keep. I want to attend to carefully and to remain in that condition. And the last point that we just want to cover about this thing, we talked about the things that we need to be forbearing one another and loving one another, you know, which are usually things that, you know, come out of a line of, you know, the fact that we are different kinds of people from different backgrounds with different histories. And all that becomes suppressed under the reality that we are now united in Christ. But in the next couple of verses that we read, and we're not going to go into them in detail, but what I want you to realize is that what is it that the Spirit has brought before us as to this unity? And it's those seven things that follow in the next couple of verses. And so what you really understand through this idea of the endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, then the Scripture goes on to say there is. And it points out seven things that are absolutely essential and critical that the Spirit of God rewards for us to understand how and what's important that makes our link together vital and what we're going to be sustained on. It's these foundational realities upon which the Spirit's unity is resting. The one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one hope of calling, one Spirit, one body, one God and Father of all. We look at those realities and you study them and you appreciate exactly what those seven anchors are that the Spirit's unity rests on, then we have a basis upon which we move forward together. The other stuff is just noise when you think about it. The fact that someone likes wine with dinner and someone doesn't, someone drinks beer, someone doesn't, you know, someone likes music X and someone likes music Y, you know, all of these things that, you know, we can make big things about them. And the challenge is to look at the anchors. And so for, I know there's some wheels turning and there are those things, but are we talking about things that are essential in terms of the, you know, doctrines that were to be this kind of forbearing and long-suffering? No, we're not talking about that because that's what those seven anchors remind us of. They remind us of the absolutes of which the Christian faith rests on and the unity of the Spirit is anchored on. It's on one body, one Spirit, one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is through all, in you all. When we get that in our souls, get that in our thinking, and then it's not about, you know, and so the question that might be also going on through your mind is, well, what if I have a fundamental difference with someone? Well, is it a fundamental difference? Is it really a fundamental difference, or is it a bias for which you grew up under, a perspective that you've gotten from your socialization, from your environment, and, you know, this is the way you've always understood it and always be taught it and always thought that this is the way it should be practiced, or is it really fundamental? And when you analyze that and you go through it, even it's wonderful to read even how the Apostle Paul instructed Timothy on this matter. And how he talks about it in Philippians is that in some things you have to just be willing to be patient and to teach and instruct so that God gives repentance and changes the mind. We want people to change because of our influence, because that puts a pat on our back that I was able to influence you. But to be able to let God be God, that's what that last one is, that anchor that God is the Father of all, who's over all and in you all, to really trust that He is going to work things out when we seek to stand up for truth. You see, we can always, you know, and I know we think about this a lot because we think about what are the quote-unquote fundamentals. And sometimes we elevate things to fundamentals and it creates havoc and disunity and disharmony. When in fact all it requires is long-suffering, forbearance, patience and instruction, and allowing God to be God to affect the change that's needed. We are over. Mm-hmm. But I want us to really appreciate these seven anchors on which the Spirit's unity is built, so that as we go forward, we really remember the internal secret, meekness and lowliness, the external secret of gentleness and forbearing and long-suffering, and then having an intentional desire and eagerness and a diligence to hold on to preserve, to keep what the Spirit has secured.